give yourself a break. You are where you're supposed to be. There's no, oh my gosh, I should be over there by now. You are where you're supposed to be.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and it's just my pleasure to be here with you. It's Friday evening. I hope it's your Friday evening, too. Oh, my goodness. I had a really busy weekend last weekend. I had family over. Oh, you know, that's a really time that when you need to learn to set boundaries and learn to need to be in the present moment. And so I've invited a fantastic friend of mine who's just an expert in so many things, but one of the things she does really well and teaches her clients to do really well is to stay in the present moment. Recently, she wrote a great blog post, so I asked her to come on and talk about it after this weekend where I just went, yeah, needed to be set boundaries and be able to tell for myself, okay, enough, I need to take a break, being in the present moment instead of worrying about everybody else. And once I did that, you know, honestly, everybody else was fine. So I don't know what I was worrying about, but we'll talk to Pam about that. But let me introduce her because she's just a fabulous, fabulous guest and friend. And her name's Pamela Sylvan, and she accepted the challenge life presented her to create a whole lot of something from nothing, she says, when suddenly her life was completely turned upside down and became unrecognizable. Now, hers were for different circumstances, but she absolutely understands what it's like to go through any sort of condition, whether it's a disease or a life upside down making thing. It doesn't have to be a disease. We all know that, anything can create turmoil. So not only was the rebuilding process crazy enough, but growing business from scratch with no friends, leads, or contacts, and very little cash in a new territory, that was the gauntlet that was thrown down in front of her that she absolutely joyously picked up. She's one of the happiest people I know. Regardless of what her circumstances are, you can always call Pamela Sylvan what we call the mojo maker. I think she calls herself that too, but she really is. We believe that so wholeheartedly because she overcomes and masters it. She accepted and successfully recreated her life on her own terms, and I just love that, and continues just to spiral up, teaching others how to do the same. So welcome, Pamela. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. When I offered it, I said, I really need to know this, and I think other people might too. So.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, Sharon. I'm always agog. Is that a great word? Agog. When I get to talk to you, because you bring such joy to the moment as well. And I love following you on social media and reading your information too. I mean, you're just such a star up there. And I'm not just here to flatter you. I honestly mean that. And I wouldn't really be in connection with you if that wasn't who you were putting out there. So thank you for having me.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. My heart's a flutter. So... Let's talk a little bit, because one thing I noticed, and I know it, but one of the questions is, why is it so hard to put into practice? I mean, I've actually even written a blog post on boundaries. I thought it was more recent than it was. I went back and looked it up, and it was several years ago. I know it, but why is it so hard to put into practice and staying in the present moment, being aware of what's going on for us right now?
First of all, we're human beings, a sort of preset default that we go to do our lives. We see what other people are doing. We're sort of going along with the norms of the day. A lot of it, of course, has to do with the technology and the devices we carry around with us. That's always vying for our every waking moment. The minute we got up, we have to see who liked our stuff on Facebook and Instagram and all that. So we've gone into a way of being right now. We have to look busy. We have to look like we're up to something. We have to look like we're really well-skilled at multitasking. I call it multi-skilling. So being in the present...
Multi-skilling.
So being in the present moment isn't well-valued. And we don't take it to heart. Plus, at the core, Sharon, I really don't think we believe, even though we pay great, great lip service, we really don't believe that being in the now actually accomplishes much. So we don't really practice all that we preach, to your point.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you, I kept reflecting, so what would Pam do?
Well, Pam... You know what? I'll try and answer that for you, Sharon. And it all depends on the circumstances, because as much as we believe ourselves to know these concepts and principles, and I would say we try to practice them more and more, but there are times we get caught off guard. Life happens in a way that we really didn't expect or see coming. And our knee-jerk response might be to go to that place. It might only last seconds. I remember when things happened to me in the past, and it would last days, weeks, months, or years. So now it's the second. So I have to at least give myself a pat on the back for not staying in that place longer than I used to stay in there. So don't be too hard on yourself for having drifted off into that place. But it's practice. That's why we call it practice, a spiritual practice, medical practice. It's all practice, because really we don't know until we keep doing it toward and moving ourselves towards mastery. Living in the present moment is a gift when you get it and you're able to do it. Why? It's a remembrance of the energy that we're in, the thing that we live and breathe and which we have our being. It's a place of safety. It's a catch-all place for you and your connection to source energy or to whatever sort of energy that you claim or believe in. We have different names. It all comes down to the same thing. And when we can get ourselves to slow our racing thoughts down, whenever we can remember that the next moment and the next moment and the next moment isn't here yet, all we really truly do have is this present moment, that we start to trust life and we start to trust ourselves and we start to trust what's happening, whatever name you give it, good or bad, right or wrong, you trust that it's there for a particular purpose. And breathing into that now. And I know it's hard because we want to rail and rant and say life's not fair and all of that that we have been programmed to do. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me spend some time on that word program. Like, why would she say that? She doesn't know what's happening with me, some people will say. She, you know, I just heard all of this stuff about me and I'm just mad right now. She doesn't get it. I totally get it. We all have had things happen to us that we would put down as a crisis, life-changing moment. I get it. We really need to gather ourselves in that place. And we have been programmed to react the way that we do. When I had my daughter, she's now 22, but when she was young, we used to go to church a lot. And I remember one day when she was 4 years old, we were sitting in church and I look around and this child knew every word. She knew all the movements, all the ups and downs and everything that you have to do while in that moment in church. And I thought, we've been taught how to react to life. You just watch what other people are doing. How do we know to be sad when certain things happen? How do we, I fear, for instance, there are societies on this planet that when someone passes away, it's a joyous occasion. How do they know to do that? And we hear when someone passes away, we go into deep, 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 deep mourning. I call it the Victorian era mourning. When Queen Victoria lost Albert, it was like the whole nation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's learned behaviors that we can unlearn if we truly are committed to unlearning them.
You know, a couple of things that you said, which was interesting, was about the safety of the present moment. And it got me to thinking about how many times people don't like what's going on or don't trust what's happening in the present moment, and that might have gotten them saying, what do you mean safety of the present moment? Because gosh, whatever it is, you know, maybe right now I'm not feeling very safe. Let's talk about this idea.
Well, that we're still projecting out of that point, because if you were really true with yourself in this moment, do you have what you need right this second? Is everything okay right now? Regardless of what's going on or what might happen in the next 5 minutes, 10 minutes, next week, what's going on in your calendar in this moment, is all well with me. And I can say yes to that regardless of what else is happening, whether I've been diagnosed, whether I've gone bankrupt, whether or my partner has left me or not. I can say yes. I'm still breathing.
Right. Absolutely. I'm still standing upright. I'm still breathing.
When I'm still breathing and standing upright, I've got options, right? There's still an opportunity to make a difference, right? Am I sheltered? For most of us listening to this, yes, because you have an internet connection somehow to watch this show with beautiful Sharon Thaler, okay? Do I have something to eat? Most likely we have something to eat. So we have the basics covered, at least in this part of the world, we have the basics covered. We have shelter, we have food, we have water. Other than that, it's a toss-up, okay? The biggest thing that we always want to have is our health. And I know that you have this wonderful show outlining living with an autoimmune issue. Even in that moment, and people say, yeah, she doesn't understand. She doesn't have what I have. And we could all say that in our moments. Oh, you don't understand, okay? You don't understand that he or she just left me. You don't understand. We don't have to understand the minute details of your journey. The emotions are the same across the board.
That's true. That's so true. I found that regardless of what people are diagnosed with that email me for here or other issues, life issues that go on with family and friends and my greater community, even if I don't, as you said, don't know the exact details, either I've experienced it through someone close to me or I've experienced it myself, like you said, the loss of a loved one or the breakdown of a relationship, there's a lot of commonalities that we can maybe not say that we know completely understand what's going on for somebody, but we have enough understanding that we can empathize.
Well, of course, because the common thing that happens during those moments is our passage into the land of fear.
Good point.
And then the passage into the land of confusion. So there are certain things that we do in commonality. We get tense. We go into confusion. We feel lost. And the hope starts flying away. So it's a matter of containing yourself within a present moment environment that you create yourself, surrounding yourself in that present moment, and talking to yourself. I spend a lot of time talking to myself so I can hear what's real. I have to ask myself some questions sometimes, like, is it really true, for instance, Pamela, that you're falling apart? And even if I say, yes, I'm falling apart, okay, let's feel that. Let's fall apart right now. Okay, let's take time and fall apart right now.
What's really interesting when you say that is when I first got diagnosed, I don't know what it was called. I suppose some sort of an anxiety attack maybe, because I started breathing really rapid and I could feel my pulse and my blood pressure change and all of those things, which was a bit scary. But you're right. That's a question that I asked myself, and I was able to talk myself, keep breathing, keep talking myself out of all the things that started to go on for me when I first got my diagnosis. And it's very easy to trip into fear very quickly. And I think at least once you're aware that you're in fear, it's not that hard to back yourself out of it.
Absolutely. And while you're in that present moment state, take time to find really great points of gratitude. And I know we talk about the whole gratitude thing ad nauseum. And you're always talking about that gratitude thing. There's power in gratitude that people miss because they think it's just so la-di-da. Without gratitude, nothing's happening, to be honest with you. We have to get to a place of really great, powerful, inducing gratitude, which means you are aware of the gift that you're continually get in that moment, which is your life energy, life force, because that can be taken away. And at some point, we'll...
Yeah, oh my goodness. We need to take a quick commercial break, Pamela. All the time when we get together, our time just flies. But folks, we'll be back right after this quick commercial break. And we're going to talk to Pamela more about gratitude and some of the mantras we can say to ourselves to bring us back into that moment of gratitude, that present moment of gratitude. So we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And here we're here with Pamela Sylvan, the Mojo Maker. And she is a past professor and of postgraduate public relations studies and trainings. And training and development manager for top corporate firms such as Sears Canada and Bell Canada. Pamela discovered her gift for getting to the heart of another's purpose, aligning personalized accountability, adding proper audience signaling and polish while holding high energy mentoring space for committed change makers. She's influencers and leaders to attain their next level of achievement. As you probably already heard, how she can coach us to be back in the present moment, because I think that's part of this idea of being a committed change maker, is if you're either ruminating the past or fretting the future, you're not really going to be able to see what change it needs to be made or what change might be happening, can you? You've got some mantras about staying present.
Absolutely. And I just want to share with your listeners that it takes practice. We don't expect this to happen the minute that we say that it's going to happen and for us to be perfect at that. And I think that might be one of the things that really gets people down, that they somehow are missing the mark when we talk about doing these kinds of practices and doing this kind of energy work. It takes a while for you to believe it. The only thing that you can do is to keep doing it. It's like trying to lose 50 pounds the first time you go to the gym. The odds of that are very, very rare, if ever. And the only way that's going to happen is consistent showing up. So consistently show up for yourself. Now you're talking about gratitude, and what are some things that we can talk about in present moment gratitude practice, I'll call it. And for me, it's just about getting really quiet. And I do a lot of that when I take the dog out. I go into the forest and I spend some time on the energy of nature. And while I'm there in that present, and I have to bring my awareness to the present moment. I'm here now. It's not about my phone. It's not about the person walking down the path. It's me here with myself right now. And start asking myself, what is it, Pamela, that you can find really big, or what I call radical gratitude for? And things like, I am grateful for the fact that I'm even able to think and be right now. Thank you for this present moment lesson. And the present moment lesson can be something that you don't like. Maybe someone said no to one of my offers. That happens when you're in business. Sometimes people say no, right? And instead of spinning off into the thing of rejection, thank you for giving me the opportunity to look closer at this, at what just happened right now. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to pay attention to the gift and wonder that is my body. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to show my power to heal in this moment. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to spiral up even bigger from here. As I move into the next moment, thank you for allowing me to move into the next moment. There are so many different ways that you can approach your radical gratitude moments in your here and now. It's an individual thing. We can give them examples of how to start, but I think the best way is to go and connect to your heart space and bring out what's in that space. What is it that you particularly, maybe you're just grateful for just feeling. There are people that can't do that because of their particular illness. They can't do that. We take a lot for granted, Sharon. We really, really do.
I think that's true. I know I do at times when somebody will tell me something and I have to stop and say, I'm really grateful for where I am right now, because it could be whatever just happened to my friend or something else. It's very true that we do take a lot for granted. I wanted to talk a little bit about, though, this idea of, even though when we're in the present moment, it's not about never thinking about the future, right? I mean, I know you tell people set goals, and I want to make sure that people are thinking, well, do I just always stay in the present moment? How do I know where I'm going?
Well, it's like driving a car. We have a destination in mind when we jump in that car. At least I hope so, right? Gas is too expensive just to aimlessly run around. So we have a destination in mind, yet we are focused, and I hope we are focused on what we're doing behind that wheel from moment to moment. We see the traffic lights. We see the movement of the traffic and pedestrians, and we're looking at our blind spots. We are aware of what we're doing in the moment, but we have a destination in mind. And the same with our life. We are aware of our present moment actions and what we're doing and what we're thinking, because it's our thinking that's driving. But we also have a clear indication of where we want to go. Most people are doing these two things. They are not aware of the driving in the present moment and no clear indication of where they're actually going. It's all default reflex. And never happy with the outcome, but have no idea where they want to go. I mean, if I want to go to the supermarket and end up by the river, I'll be a little bit disappointed in that. But if I didn't set out for the supermarket, I really have no cause to be disappointed, because I didn't make a plan to get there. There was no intention. Yet that's how we do. We were disappointed when we arrived somewhere, but there was no clear intention to get there.
Well, you know, I find that's true even about my health. I know that I did not just wake up one day with my autoimmune condition. I woke up one day and received the diagnosis. But when I look back, there were some things going on for several years before that, looking back, may or may not have been able to change at that time if I had understood the consequences. So I'm thinking about how medical conditions happen. People are like, how'd this happen? But when you reflect back, you kind of go, well, you know, I can't blame the one donut I ate. But of course, you look back over your life and then, well, you know, not that it makes sense, but I can't just stay stuck and saying, this is what it took to get here. But now, okay, I want to change it. I want to thrive. I want my health back. I'm going to get all this back. But you can't expect it to happen overnight, that you're just going to wake up like, bam. Because it probably took you at least a couple of years, if not your whole lifetime, to end up in this spot.
And I know that's a difficult concept for people to grasp, because nobody ever plans to be sick. No one plans to be unhappy. No one plans to be broke and all of the things that happen to us. There's no plan or no vision board with all of those things stuck to it. But the reality of how this works is that although we didn't physically write down in our diary, dear diary, I want to grow up to be broke, busted, and disgusted, we are unconsciously telling that to life through the energy that we continue to put out. And that's why being present about what it is that you're thinking right now is so important. That's really the basis of the present moment, is to connect to what's really coming out of you now, because it's affecting your tomorrow.
Oh my goodness, to talk about tomorrow. Here we go again. Pam, when we get together, time flies. We got to take another quick commercial break, guys. We'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and I'm here with just the remarkable mojo maker, Pamela Sylvan. She's a PR expert as well as an expert in so many other things, and she helps her clients spiral up their life at all different phases. And she is really knowing what she talks about, because she had a life challenge not too long ago that she accepted what I call full throttle. Just wowed us all as she reinvented herself. And that's why I have her talking today about the present moment, how we can stay in gratitude, and also ways to set our goals. And so welcome back to the Autoimmune Hour here, Pam. Let's continue on with our conversation about how we continue to accept what's happening now and continue to set our goals and move forward.
Goal setting is one of those touchy topics for people, because people want to be free and to experience their life on their terms whenever. And I'm not saying no, we're not trying to cage people in with radical, you know, notebooks full of notes and timings. And I know there are people that thrive on that, and that's fine. There's no right or wrong way. But when I say goal, have a clear vision of who you want to become and emerge in whatever life gives you. If life gives you a diagnosis that affects your health, okay, life has given you something in which to work with. You know, I love metaphors, as you well know, Sharon. You know, I always tell them.
You have some of the best ones.
You know, but it helps me see what I make my mind pictures around these things. And one of my favorite mind pictures is the fact that I love watching movies and animated movies. It connects me to the underlying story about life. Things like superheroes, you know, Batman, Superman, all the hero type people, who life gave them a tough situation, which for the most part, they're hiding from the world. All right. Something devastating happened to them. And they had a choice to make. And for most of those stories that we see, they reluctantly took on the challenge. Spider-Man was bit by a spider, some freaky spider. And in order for him to switch on the gift of being that sort of weird-looking thing, his uncle was killed. So there's a tough one. A lot of us can say, yeah, but my child or my husband or my wife passed away. What am I supposed to do? Right? And yes, you're not Spider-Man, but the stories show us that life happens, even to these wonderful, powerful, super people. Superman showed up here and he was a freak, like different than anybody else. Like I showed up in Victoria, different than most people. Who are you? Yeah, no, I didn't come from wherever Superman came from, Krypton or wherever he came from. I came from Ontario, but the feeling is the same, the feeling of being an alien. So what do you do, right? We all have our challenges. We all have our moments, but we also have those moments that life says, in spite of what has happened, in this moment, you have the opportunity to use that as a gift, spiral it up to heal yourself and give other people permission to heal themselves too. What are you going to do? It's a choice. You're either going to choose death or you're going to choose life. There's only two choices. What are you going to do?
Well, tell me a little bit more about spiraling up. I mean, that's such an interesting phrase that some people might be going, I don't know what she means by it. It sounds cool. Sure, I would love to do that. But what is spiraling up?
If you think of a spiral, okay, it's not a straight shot upward. It's not a straight arrow up, all right? It's an arrow pointing up, and it's sort of compressed, okay? And you can turn it where it goes down too, all right? You choose which way it's going, up or down. So I like to think of it as going up. And it's also about the stages of growth. On a spiral, although it's the intention of it is to go up, it takes a little bit of turning, spending some time at a certain level before you go to the next level of life or understanding or awareness, I call it. It is a conscious effort to do that because there are stages of growth and it depends on where you are on that stage of growth and where is your consciousness as you're growing. Where is your consciousness when it comes to illness and improved health? Where is your consciousness on that scale when it comes to abundance or lack? Where is it when it comes to healthy relationships versus toxic relationships? And it doesn't matter what part of life we might be struggling with. It's about us stopping in a moment, checking to see where we are. Where's our consciousness? Have we turned that spiral down or is it pointing up? And being honest enough to answer the question. We don't have to go out and tell a million people on Facebook, oh my God, my life. No. Spending time with yourself and answering the question honestly.
Well, you know, something came up for me as you were saying that, and I wanted to get your idea of this because, you know, you say being conscious as we're going on each of these levels of the spiral and continuing and asking ourselves the questions. But sometimes I've known in my life that I faked myself out, shall I say. And I've had friends who would say something, warn me, let's say a common one, like a boyfriend, you introduce them to your friends and your friends are just like, what is she thinking, right? And I've learned that whenever my dear closest friends say, sort of like, Sharon, what are you thinking version of whatever their way of saying that is. Some of them, it's a little cruder than others. You know, some of them just want to slap me upside the head kind of thing. That's okay. That's what those kinds of friends are fabulous for. Whenever I hear that, I've trained myself to not defend what they say. Like, oh, but you just don't understand him or get it or understand what I'm doing. That's whenever that you just don't understand comes out of my mouth, that or tries to come out of my mouth, that is the message to my brain to say, stop. Your friends are saying that for a reason, and I can reflect back on the past that every time they've said that to me, there's been at least a large element of truth, even if they may have been a little off too. They were seeing things that I was unable to see.
Absolutely. So bless your friends. And you're right, they may not have the delivery down pat, but it's an opportunity for you to receive feedback. It's all feedback. And if you learn to train yourself not to take it personally and look and dive in and see what's being said, and you can still dismiss it and say, no, I don't really agree with that. You don't have to swallow everything everyone throws at you. But it is feedback. And I'll use myself as an example. Just this week, I had feedback. It wasn't feedback that I really, really wanted, right? But I said, don't spin off into some weird place. Come back here and look at it. What is the feedback saying to you? Because life is giving you a message. Look at it. Is it true? And if it's true, what choices can you onboard here and start to work on? And that's what I had to do. Not to say all this was feeling a little grungy because it wasn't the result that I wanted. I'm not the wall. I still have feelings. But learning to control those feelings and being grounded and stoic enough to say, okay, this is what was given to me. Let me take a look and let me unpack it and see what I can take and use so I can now grow a little bit further on that spiral.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's so true. That I think that happens to all of us where we get feedback. And I found that just breathing through the feedback is also helpful. And being grateful that they gave you the feedback, like you said, even if you dismiss it, having a moment of gratitude, whether in to their face, which is very pleasant and nice. But sometimes maybe we're not quite ready to have gratitude till a moment or two later about it.
If you have to cry, cry. I'm not saying being this hard shell of a person. No, if you have to be emotional about it, do that. But make sure that once you've gotten through that piece, that you're now going to take some time and maybe journal through what it is that you heard or saw or experienced and what is in there for you, because there's always something in there for you if you're willing.
When you said that, it brought to mind a mentor. He always asked the question, what did you see, hear, or feel that led you to believe fill in the blank? All your friends have disappeared, or that you're overweight or a bad person or whatever your mind is ruminating on. And I have found that is a great way to bring me back to a reality check, is like, what did I see, hear, or feel that led me to believe that? Because oftentimes we get these weird beliefs that we just take hook, line, and sinker that aren't based in any sort of reality.
Absolutely. I spend a lot of time, like yourself, interviewing different people. And the people I interview happen to be mentors or coaches in their own right around a particular topic that they excel in. And I do the same thing. I'm not just a talking head. I have that kind of business as well. But one of the things I want to tell people about that is no one can tell you how to do your life. You listen to people talk about life. It's your job to listen, to discern, to take what is for you. And you are being trained how to use the faculty of thought. Any good mentor will teach you the faculty of proper thinking, not how to think. That's two different things. Because I'm not just putting my beliefs onto you. That's a whole different thing. And if that's what's doing belief exchange, then nothing's been accomplished. Because we all have to be responsible for ourselves. It's about how to use that tool you've been given. This is one of your superpowers, is that. Your intuitive feelings is another superpower. And how do you use that? We have our own tool belt like Batman has. And when we need to pull them out and use them, it's just knowing how to use them. I mean, I think of some of those tools on his utility belt. If he doesn't know how to use those boomerangs, all those things he's throwing, it could damage him or other people, right?
That just, the most crazy picture just came into my mind when you said that.
So it's understanding how to use these things. We think we know how to think. We really don't. We really don't. We just let it run off with us, and then we wonder why we have this pile of mess in the front of us called our life.
You know, that's true. One of the questions I ask myself a lot is this something I believe or do I know it? Because that's important. It's very similar to what I said that my mentor taught me, but it's a way to reflect back on sometimes when it says that led me to believe this. Well, sometimes I know it. There's scientific proof that drinking more water will help you feel better. Even if it won't cure your autoimmune, it will absolutely help you feel better. Because I think the majority of us walk around pretty dehydrated. So, you know, it's things like that that I could say, well, in this case, I know it. Versus when you said how to think, so did you accept somebody's belief? And that could even be a medical professional's belief who labels this as a lifelong, just get used to it. A handful, thinking back, of doctors said, Sharon, just get used to it. When I said, I'm going to find a way to stop this. I'm going to find a way to heal and get better, get optimal. I don't want to just be normal. I want to be optimal. And it was difficult to hear at times doctors saying, just get used to it. It's proven it's a lifelong chronic illness. And I really think that there are a lot of things we can do that even if I still am wearing that label of some sort with some medical professionals, my life is pretty good. It's back on track and I've got all the symptoms under control. It's working for me. So I think that's important to understand when you said about having somebody implant their thinking versus learning what I call critical thinking, to understand how to think and how to make sure that you don't accept what people say hook, line, and sinker. Because if we did with some of the medical professionals, gosh, I wouldn't get out of bed tomorrow if I had accepted some of the stuff they said.
But the doctors bring to your awareness that there is something that you need to look at. This is happening in your body. Thank you. All right. Your judgment about that is not needed. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because people do that to us. They plop their experience about it onto us. And it doesn't have to be our experience. One of the best teachers I have right now is my daughter, Taylor, 22 years old. And we are oil and water, and you bring us together, and it's like, poof, crazy stuff, right? But she's my teacher for a reason. I remember we were having a little bit of a shouting match years ago when she was in the tween area. She's 22 now. And I'm going on and on, thinking I'm doing good mother stuff. This is good mother, and I'm thinking, okay? This child turns around and says to me, do you mind not putting your self-esteem issues on me? Well, if you had thrown cold water on me, it wouldn't have been any different. But in that moment, she woke me up, because this is what we do. We transfer our stuff and baggage onto other people, especially our children. And in that moment, if I had paid $10,000 for that piece of information, it would have been worth it. Stopped me cold.
Yeah, I could totally understand, because I flashed back when you said that putting your stuff on other people, especially your children, begin to wonder about, through the whole curing process, what do you put on those closest to you? Have to honor where our friends are at as well. Unfortunately, we're up against our last quick commercial break here, and then we'll talk to Pamela about this idea of not only our own self-practice being in the present moment, but as we're through this healing process, how do we help our friends stay in the present moment, not fret and worry over us? So we'll be back right after this quick commercial break.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life, and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and we're here with Pamela Sylvan. She is the Mojo Maker. She's expert in PR, and let me read a little bit of her bio here, because she's a past professor of postgraduate public relations studies and trainings, a development manager for top corporate firms such as Sears Canada and Bell Canada. And Pamela discovered her gift for getting to the heart of another's purpose, aligning personalized accountability, adding proper audience signaling and polish while holding high energy mentoring space for committed change makers, influencers, leaders and to attain the next level of achievement. And as you've been listening, you can see why Pamela can really motivate us to get going and to understand ourselves. That's why I wanted to have her on to talk about the present moment. So let's chat in just about the 10 minutes we have remaining here about this idea of, okay, maybe with some of our healing process and our own fears and things, we've created maybe a joint spiral where our friends and family are also needing to be helped to stay in the present moment so they're not spiraling out, worried about us not understanding what's really going on. I mean, oftentimes I'll say I'm fine, and that's such a loaded phrase. I could really be fine, or they might be worried like, oh, she's just saying I'm fine, dismissing anything that might be going on for her.
People take cues from us, Sharon, and they will react or act accordingly to those cues that we're sending out. Are we giving the cues of victim? Are we giving the cues of isolation? Are we giving the cues of empowerment? It all depends on what type of cues. And we're never really quite sure what those cues are we're giving, because a lot of it is learned behavior based on, you know, how our family, you know, everybody has their family histories and how everybody reacts and treats each other. And we do that with our friends as well. It's all part of that sort of tribal thing that we do with each other. So when you start learning about yourself, and this is something that comes up for my clients when we're in these spaces, and what happens as they might have maybe shifted on that spiral, they might have gone to a new place on that spiral up. One of the things that happens is that the people that's in relationship with them, whether it be family, kids, or even peers at our workplace, they don't know how to react to you because they have not had to react to you in a different way of being before. So they start to get concerned and worried. When someone gets ill, you don't know how to react in that space with them because you've not had to do it before. All we know how to do is say, oh, we go into that place. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, we start bringing on the scripts. And usually the scripts come from, well, what happens when my great aunt Lucy had this problem? What did my mother do? Or my aunt? Your brain starts searching for ways to react based on past experience. Either it could be off a TV show. I see kids modeling what goes on Pretty Little Liars or the OC or whatever, right?
Oh, dear.
Unfortunately. But that's where our brain searches for the cues and how to react. So your inner circles are looking for ways to react with you and to you. And you are the person emanating those signals and cues. So it always comes back to you, right? And if a conversation needs to happen, have it. And say, sometimes fine really is just fine.
And I'll say, too, that I work with my nonverbal communications work, that if you don't understand the response you're getting from someone, you need to check back, sort of rewind the tape and see what kind of cues, signals, or words did you send out that elicited that response. One time I had a client in my communications work, and she would use the word loopy. Now, I had no idea what that meant. We had to do some searching between our different points of reference so I could go, oh, that's what you mean by the word loopy. And I think even if it's not as obvious a word like what's loopy, what is pain, what is fine, you know,
that's right.
And just checking in with everybody and finding out if those words, you guys have the same meaning.
That's right. Everyone's on the same level playing field. And we're not really taught to communicate that way. We assume everybody understands or should know. I mean, that's one of the big dating hangups. It's like, he should know how I feel, right? Or what I want or need. And, you know, everybody goes crazy after that, right? So it's not any different, really, because it's about being in relationship and how this conversation even started, about being in conversation with yourself. And that's what the present moment is about. Constantly checking in to see if we are indeed fine, to see if we are emanating those proper signals and cues for us to keep moving forward, even in whatever life has given us, whether it be health, financial, relationship, whatever. Are we okay? Are we communicating properly to ourselves in the moment?
Well, you know, it's funny when you say that, because I reflected back on this idea when you said he should know, and you were commenting about reflecting on ourselves. I'm like, well, maybe we should cut ourselves some slack. I should know. Why should you know? You know, I'd never had an autoimmune condition before. Why should I know how you do this?
Right. How should you know? And that's what it is. We're way too hard on ourselves. I'm way too hard on myself. And I teach the stuff, you know, it's like, well, I should know because I'm telling people. And I'm thinking, no, in the moment, that you are with those people, you understand the concept of it. When you, as you move up, it's a new level. And when they say about the new level, there's a new double sitting there waiting for you, right? Saying, ha, now take that, right? Superman, right? And it's the same.
Too true.
Who's our arch enemy that will always be looking to see if we understand?
And they don't always come in the same leotards and cape. They may continue to be your arch enemy, but they don't always come in the same cape.
Batman, and Batman had the Joker, and he had Mr. Freeze. And it's like, oh my gosh, where do these people come from?
And some of them are just as crazy as that, too.
Absolutely.
In my real life. So we're just about out of time. I want everybody to know how to get a hold of you, your website.
I help people with the spiral up process and help them understand where they are and what they need to understand to get to that next place of being. Doesn't matter where you find yourself. It's about moving up that ladder. And you can find me at www.pamelasylvan.com. Everything that you need to know is sitting on that website. I call it my hub, and how to get to Mojo Nation and the YouTube channel and all of that. You are where you're supposed to be. There's no, oh my gosh, I should be over there by now. You are where you're supposed to be. And whenever the information finds you, maybe you find Sharon's beautiful show and you hear this message, it was time. It's now time. So thank you, Sharon Saylor, for having me.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. You always bring such wisdom to us. I'd like to take just the last couple of moments we have here tonight and reflect on the closing thing that Pamela said, and that was, you are where you're supposed to be. Now, that could really surprise some people with this thought, like, this is the last place I want to be, here with this diagnosis in this moment of time. I get that. I've got a diagnosis where I've thought that numerous times, especially in the early stages. I'm going on year 3 now of my diagnosis, and I am a thriver, not a survivor. I think about that every day and reflect on the gifts that this has given me. I know some people think that's Pollyannish. It's not. It brings meaning to it all. And I want to stress that. It brings meaning to it all. Some of the meanings are, I never would have thought 3.5 years ago before this diagnosis that I would be doing this podcast and I would be now on stations like Om Times Radio. Hard to imagine that just 3 years ago when I started this podcast, I'd be doing this now. We are so excited with the growth of the show and looking forward to sharing with you more ideas and tips and tricks to become a thriver and just extinguish this idea of survivor. So what are you doing right now to say, I'm where I am supposed to be right now? I know that's tough, but spend a little time and think about, what are the gifts? As I go through that list myself, I come up with gift after gift. And no, that's not just a silver lining kind of idea. These are things that I know I would not be or be doing if it hadn't been for that diagnosis. Not that I'm happy that I got the diagnosis, but honestly, there's some lessons I've learned that I don't think I would have known otherwise. So ponder on that. Drop me a note, if you would, over at lifeinterruptedradio.com on the contact page. Share with me some of the things that you've done to be that thriver, to move out of survivor and be that thriver. I look forward to hearing from you. As always, have a great weekend and week, whatever your adventures, and join me here next Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for another episode of the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. If you know another great guest like Pamela or any of my past guests, shoot me a note. Introduce me to them. Let's have them on the show. I want to bring all types of people and experiences because this is what it takes, as Pam said, to get that deep thinking, that deep understanding, and really spiral up our lives, spiral up our health while we're at it.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio.
You
You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, "Sorry, I'm rambling," you say, "Thank you for listening." Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.